the more that has been given to us, the more that will be required. I can't think of a culture any time in history who has received more in the way of revelation than what we call Western civilization, Europe and America. We have received a lot from God, and yet we are turning our backs as a culture against God. Jesus spoke about this, and he spoke about Israel, who had received so much from God, and when Jesus came, they would not receive his grace. Listen to what it says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 16. This is Jesus speaking. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It's like unto children sitting in the markets and calling to their fellows and saying, we have played music unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. For John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he has a devil. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine-bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. And he began to upbraid the cities, wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they did not repent. Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Those are frightening words, aren't they? But Jesus said, look, I've given you the gospel. I've given you the good word. I've given you healing. I've given you signs. I've done many good works among you. I've supported you and helped you. And yet you turned your back upon me and upon my gospel. And it will go very bad for you in the judgment. Well, I hope we all are of those who do not turn away from Christ, that we have turned to him in repentance and faith, and are walking with Jesus in integrity. I hope I can count each of my listeners among that group. If not, right now is the time to repent, to change your mind, to confess your sins, to believe in Jesus and receive his Spirit. For there is a day of judgment coming where all people will be called to account for their lives and whether they have received the grace of Jesus Christ into their lives. Let's pray. Oh, Father, it says in your word that perfect love casts out fear, because fear is involved in judgment. And when we love you with all of our hearts and we have entered into this relationship with you through repentance, confession of sin, and faith in Jesus Christ and receiving his Spirit, then the love of God has just been poured out within us, and that love is perfected in our hearts. We no longer fear judgment, Lord, because we know we have grace. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.